Well, it's another hot, humid day today, but we broke the stretch of 10 straight days at or above 97 degrees yesterday when the high temperature, dare I say only, hit 93 degrees. As I've been mentioning for a while, though, we're going to sacrifice the hotter temperatures by having much higher humidity. So it's pretty uncomfortable out there. The feel-like temperatures are actually at least as hot as they were last week, if not worse, because the humidity is so high. And we're not cooling off much at night, only dropping into the 70s, so we have a lot of that condensation on the windows. When you get up in the morning, the AC is blowing on the inside, and it's already very warm and humid on the outside. Now, that will eventually lead to more rain as well. But still, the showers and thunderstorms this afternoon look to be pretty widely scattered. They'll be locally heavy, though. Where storms occur, you can get a half inch to an inch of rain in one spot in about 10 to 15 minutes, go a few miles, next to nothing, if anything at all. And that pattern holds for this afternoon. So less than half the area likely to get rain today. Temperatures will top out in the mid to upper 80s at the beaches to the low to mid 90s inland. But the pattern change that we've been talking about for days now really kicks into gear and gets underway tomorrow through the weekend. An upper level low pressure area will move in. This is a classic setup during June to produce numerous widespread and heavy showers and thunderstorms. There may occasionally be some severe weather, but more or less it's a lot of lightning and heavy rain. We want you to keep an eye to the sky over the weekend as these storms pop, but it will mean widespread rain. Most likely it'll be the most widespread rain since late April and early May for most of the area, with rainfall amounts averaging a couple of inches. Some spots will get even more, or if you take it up over several days, if you take it from Friday all the way through Monday. So that's good news. It won't necessarily rain everywhere every single day, but most spots it will. And you may have to change your plans at times over the weekend for this rainfall that's on the way. Temperatures will reach the upper 80s to low 90s each day. Again, not as hot, about where we ought to be this time of year, but sky-high humidity with nighttime lows only dropping into the 70s. It looks like we, by about the middle of next week, could get a couple drier days again. But we're going to go several in a row here where people are going to be like, okay, now wait a minute. I might have wished and prayed a little too hard for that rainfall. But it will be overall good news, of course. And today as well is D-Day. It's the 75th anniversary. Pretty remarkable. 1944, the D-Day invasion delayed one day by weather. It was supposed to be on June 5th, but weather forecasters decided that the weather would be better the next day on the 6th of June and convinced Mr. Eisenhower to say, hey, let's delay this invasion. He was the commander for the European theater, of course. And Eisenhower said, okay, we'll wait 24 hours. Well, it worked. The clouds broke, and the D-Day invasion pretty surprised the Germans, too, who thought that any invasion would have to wait because of the weather. It would have had to wait a couple more weeks, so it was a big deal on June 6th. And weather played that major role. They sent out sorties, the Allied forces, hundreds of miles out over the Atlantic to get weather observations throughout World War II, but particularly leading up to D-Day. And those weather observations helped make that decision to delay the D-Day invasion by one day, from June 5th to June 6th. And those sorties were run throughout World War II, and some were lost due to mechanical failure or weather or sometimes enemy fire. Meteorologists played a major role in what was a difficult time to forecast, even more so than now. I mean, we didn't have satellite data. We didn't have regular weather information and sensors. So the planes would go out for hundreds of miles on numerous sorties, 8, 9, 10 hours at a time, to gather that weather information and try to get a better idea on what our Allied forces would be up against during World War II, and particularly on D-Day. I've tweeted out that information in an article. It's at Mike First Alert. Pretty interesting. I've also updated the Burrish blog, information on the very dry May leading up to what should be a wetter period now over the next few days, as I've been talking about. And of course, always every day during the hurricane season. Talking the tropics with Mike, no areas of concern at the moment across the Atlantic Basin. With OI Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.